We're talking with Cindy Finiseth, who's the first full-time executive director of the Kentucky Horticulture Council. Cindy, thank you for taking some time to tell us about who you are and what you do and what the Horticulture Council has been doing and will be doing here in the future.
Okay, great. Thanks, Matt.
What is the Kentucky Horticulture Council? Give us some history and kind of talk about what kinds of activities it's been involved in here.
Sure. So the Kentucky Horticulture Council is a nonprofit organization that was established in, actually, 1991, so we've been around a while. And really, it's to represent and support the state horticulture industry. We want to be a resource for information and education for growers and green industry business owners, and also working in similar ways with the public to promote a thriving horticulture industry in the state. Our organization is governed by a board of directors. These folks are elected by the professional member groups in the state. Some of these groups include our food producer associations, like the Kentucky State Horticulture Society or the Fruit Growers, Kentucky Vegetable Growers Association, the Organic Association of Kentucky, and the Kentucky Nut Growers Association. And then we have several green industry associations in the state, the Kentucky Arborist Association, Kentucky Nursery and Landscape Association, the Kentucky Florist Association, the Louisville Nursery Association, Central Kentucky Turf and Ornamental Association, Kentucky Turfgrass Council, and the Kentucky Chapter of American Society of Landscape Architects. Most people probably don't know we have that many member organizations in the state. And then we do have a couple other groups represented on the council, Kentucky Farm Bureau and the Garden Club of Kentucky.
So a real broad representation from food crops and horticulture to green industry and as well as broader industry groups there. Tell me a little bit about the background that you bring as the first full-time executive director to this position.
Sure. I'm really excited about working for the Hort Council. My academic background includes a Bachelor of Science in Horticulture, a Master of Science in Plant and Soil Science, and then a PhD in Crop Science. So I have an academic and research background in horticulture and specific expertise in propagation systems and crop production. Early in my career, I worked in and closely with Extension through the University of Kentucky. So I understand the need for relationship building and timely delivery of relevant training and resources to the industry. And then more recently, I've held several industry roles, so I have a deep appreciation for innovation and implementation of practices that promote profitability and the concept of continual business improvement. So I think my background allows me to really appreciate both the theoretical and practical aspects of horticulture, to understand and resolve production and business challenges with our producers and industry business owners. And for me, a primary goal is to really help producers and the agribusiness owners articulate what their needs are from an education and research standpoint, but also to really help develop markets and to positively influence policy decisions, which can really have a big impact on their operations.
Now, the Horticulture Council is well into its third decade here, and tell us a little bit about some of the main accomplishments that have taken place as a result of the Council's activities over the past 20, 30 years.
Sure. So just a little bit of background. The Hort Council is primarily supported by grants from the Kentucky Ag Development Board. So I want to give a big shout out to the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, GOAP, and the Ag Development Board for seeing the potential that horticulture has in Kentucky. The Horticulture Council, try to very carefully steward those funds to be sure that, we are offering and supporting programs that benefit the horticulture industry in Kentucky and the producers and the business owners. Some of the things that we've done and provided over time and continue to provide are things like one-on-one technical assistance to growers and business owners, also conducting research and demonstration plots that the interested, current, or just the public could come and participate in and view and see production systems, you know, actually in situ or, you know, in operation. Also, food safety education, that's a really big topic for producers and the public. And then also market research and access. And there are so many projects and examples, you know, over the last decades that I could brag about, but to really keep the listeners from taking a snooze, I probably should just highlight a couple of those. One of our most successful programs has been providing assistance to food producers, and this specifically in their getting GAPS certification, and that's Good Agricultural Practices. And that's a voluntary third-party audit program that really demonstrates our producers' ability to grow high-quality produce with that very specific attention to the details of food safety. For some buyers, institutional buyers, for example, or restaurants, perhaps, GAP certification may be mandatory. We have an associate at the University of Kentucky, Brian Brady. He's part of the Cultivate Kentucky Partnership, and he has really developed an educational program that helps growers understand the requirements of a really sound food safety program. And he also provides technical assistance that helps those growers create a food safety plan for their operation and then implement that plan in very cost-effective ways. He'll also coordinate mock audits with producers and help them schedule their actual audit to get the certification. We currently have about a dozen GAP certified operations in Kentucky, and we really expect that number to continue to increase this year and then in the short term. And the Horticulture Council specifically, we currently support a GAP audit cost share program, and that is really designed to keep the certification affordable as our producers are understanding what it is and as they're scaling up their operations to access new wholesale markets. So I think that's a great program. And then another shout out I'd like to do is with our UK College of Ag Center for Crop Diversification. This group has really evolved to be a trusted production and marketing information resource hub for our horticulture crop growers and business owners. And we, the Horticulture Council, we are very committed to working closely with CCD to develop resources, disseminate information, and coordinate programming for the industry. So all of our listeners should visit their website, the CCD, and bookmark it for future reference. And then just finally, the Hort Council, you know, we're currently developing a plan of work for 2019 and 2020. So any folks listening to the podcast that have an interest in horticulture operations, whether they're thinking about getting into production or currently in production or just really have a vested interest, they are welcome to contact me with their thoughts and ideas, whether that's on research and education or how to promote the industry. They're welcome to email me at any time. And my email is just my name, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at kyhortcouncil.org.
And Cindy, I know we're talking with you here at the beginning of the summer of 2018. You've been on board for just a few months now as executive director. And as you're looking at the next few years here for the Hort Council, are there any particular areas that you see continuing to maintain importance, or are there maybe some new things that you see might be coming to prominence in the council's activities?
Sure. One thing that we've really been involved with, and I see this as a function going forward, I think it'll always be top of our minds, and that's food safety. And then another area that I'm very interested in is increasing our capacity in Kentucky for production. And, you know, kind of back to food safety, in regard to that, we'll continue to be very intimately involved in food safety training, helping producers understand the value of a really robust food safety strategy. And also, you know, that concept of practical, cost-effective implementation steps. We want to be sure that they're, you know, always producing high-quality produce, that they're in compliance with FDA's Food Safety Modernization Act. That's also known as FSMA. Sometimes people hear about that. We currently have more than 2,000 fruit and vegetable producers in Kentucky. So we want to be sure we really are supporting them to help them continue to grow that, you know, safe, reliable, high-quality food products for local market, and then also some emerging markets, more wholesale and regional, that our producers can begin to access. And then, you know, we'll continue to support producers, organizing training, providing direct technical assistance, and then other emerging needs as we see those, because we really feel like that's a high priority in the state. And then thinking about production capacity, you might hear a term called protected ag or controlled environment production. And really, I want people to think about that. That's like high tunnels, greenhouses, you know, controlled environments where we can really control temperature, moisture, pest control, all of those things, more so than in kind of traditional field production setting. We have more than 900 high tunnel structures in Kentucky, and some of those are being used, you know, kind of across the spectrum of minimally all the way up to, you know, very high intensity production systems. So the Hort Council is really working on identifying emerging and existing producers to really develop targeted training programs to build producer knowledge, their technical skills, their marketing skills, because, using controlled environment production, we can provide fresh, locally grown produce practically year-round, and that really is a great benefit to the public, having that access, but also allows producers to really extend their production season, which improves their cash flow and allows access to new markets. So both of those areas, I think, the Hort Council will really have a strong presence and be interested in, strategies to help producers, in both of those realms, the production capacity and then also ensuring the food safety piece.
And Cindy, tell us again the best way, you said, for producers to contact you for more information about the Hort Council and its activities is by email. And your email address again is?
Sure. It's Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at Kentucky Hort Council, KYHORTCOUNCIL.org.
All right. Thanks so much. We've been talking with Cindy Finiseth. She's the first full-time executive director of the Kentucky Horticulture Council. And thanks again for your time and all the best to you as you continue your role there.
Great. Thanks, Matt. I've enjoyed it.